Welcome back. I'm sitting here now with the guests who will be on at 6:30, Alan Lee Koss and Perry Casolino. On the phone, however, is my old friend, Tony Fitzpatrick, who, and I take Tony's word on almost everything. Is that true, Tony, or no?
Absolutely.
On almost everything. Not everything, absolutely. But almost everything.
I wouldn't yank you. I would not yank you, Rick.
Well, I'm here with your guy who has been your landlord for some time. Perry Casolino is sitting here with me.
Yeah.
He's on next. You called me, as you often do, and give me tips. And this time you said, Rick, I got an amazing, amazing artist named Hannah Chavez at the Dime Gallery, which is at 1513 Northwestern Avenue. Her new show is On Standby. Her work is really amazing, Tony. And Hannah, welcome to the show. Hannah, you're on too?
Yep. Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. If Tony vouches for you, you can be on the show. How did it go on the opening? The opening was Friday?
Yeah, it went crazy. Really well.
Packed.
How many pieces?
It was really packed.
How many?
18.
Go ahead, Hannah.
18 pieces.
Yeah. How many did you sell? You sell them all?
I've sold two.
That's
There's
good.
That's one good. That's not for sale.
and there are, three, the there are three or four that are on hold. So.
All right, I want you both. It is a very unusual subject. First, I want you, the artist, Hannah, to describe what it is that you paint.
Well, they're ink drawings of mm-hmm. trees in various stages of decomposition. I would say that there are a few trees that are still standing just to kind of get the process down. So I've set the drawings up in a way in the gallery where it starts out with the most alive tree and kind of works its way down to the most decomposed one.
Now, in your life, in your career, is this a motif and subject that has attracted you since the beginning, or is this a relatively new thing for you?
I think it's kind of showed its way in different variations, this process of change and decay or transformation has always very interested me. But it has taken many forms in like ceramics or paintings.
Do you do these from trees that exist? Do you find a tree and sort of do the portrait of that tree, or are these from your imagination?
These are trees that exist, so I go on site and sit and draw.
Oh, interesting.
What I'm looking at.
Where are they? In specific parks or specific places, or just whenever you are wandering, you find a tree that intrigues your eye and you will draw it?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of both. It started out when I was abroad in Stuttgart, Germany for 3 months, and there was a beautiful park there.
Doing what? What were you doing there?
I was staying with my brother.
Okay.
And I had a lot of downtime, and there were a bunch of trees that were being taken down in this park nearby where we were living. And I started drawing them. And that's what Tony saw and kind of latched onto. But then I got back to the States, and they're mainly from Humboldt Park or Roseland Cemetery.
Which is Humboldt Park, a place Tony knows well. Tony, there is something, and you were right when you told me about Hannah, there's something really haunting about her work, don't you think?
Absolutely. The thing I noticed is everybody in I know Hannah from a recovery group. I stopped drinking 6 months ago, and
again,
everybody was telling me, again.
That's okay. That's good. Good.
Yeah, it is good. But everybody kept telling me, look at Hannah Chavez's sketchbook. She'll show it to you, And she showed me one, and it reminded me of nothing so much as Japanese haiku, like the haiku of Basho and Isa, or the woodcuts of Hokusai. I mean, they were really intriguing, and you know, no two of them alike, not a single leaf on any one of the trees. It was obviously, these were trees that were headed on the downside of tree mortality.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They were astonishingly beautiful and alive and really present. I mean, they reminded me so much of the poems of the late, great Mary Oliver, who wrote a great many poems about trees. And I started asking Hannah if she would show me more. And sure enough, about the, you know, sixth or seventh drawing that I saw, I said, would you like to have a show? And as far as I know, this is her first show in Chicago.
Wow. Is that right, Hannah?
That's correct.
Well, Tony can be a very persuasive and charming guy. Was that what made you sign up for the Dime Gallery? Was it his persuasive nature, or was it his kind of immediate affection for your work?
Yeah, I was kind of flabbergasted.
Well, Tony can do that to people. Don't kid yourself. Tony can do that to people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When Hannah brought over a big portfolio of work, and believe me, she draws a great many other things, but these were especially, I think, viscerally realized. I know that somebody close to her has been very ill,
mm-hmm.
and I think sometimes that the trees are stand-ins for humans or the human condition, or they just struck me immediately. And I mean, I know it when I see it. You know what I mean? When
sure.
you see the thing
sure.
that you feel that is absolutely on point viscerally, and you have an immediate reaction to it, you definitely want to, if you do what I do, harness that energy and get it into a room where other people can see it.
What was
and,
it?
Well, and that's what we did.
Well, we got to take a commercial break, but we're going to come back and talk some more to Tony Fitzpatrick and Hannah Chavez, who has a show at the Dime Gallery. It opened Friday. The Dime Gallery is at 1513 Northwestern Avenue. And how long does the show run?
It's we left it
open
up.
End.
We're leaving it up for a month, but I want the latitude to extend it for a couple of weeks.
Good.
Just in case, because our next show is John Sauce. You know,
which dovetails
beautifully with this. I mean,
you're right.
These are both shows that are intuitively linked by nature. You know?
Because John finds items at the beach in his wandering and puts them into these fascinating kind of portraits. We'll be back with Tony Fitzpatrick and Hannah Chavez momentarily. Hannah Chavez does stark portraits of, I'm going to call it, of desolation. There's a loneliness to these, Hannah and Tony Fitzpatrick, in whose gallery Hannah is showing, the Dime at 1513 Northwestern Avenue. There is a desolation. Do you agree, Hannah, or do you find happiness in this stuff?
Ooh, I like that question.
That's okay. You will admit that there's something very stark about.
Yeah. I mean, they're lonely, you know.
Yeah. And it also says to me winter. I mean, it really does say to me winter. Tony, you think so?
Yeah, and I would think rather than the word lonely, I would say that there is a finality about these works.
Yeah.
There is something about these trees that is probably not going to change. I think that these are skeletons of great natural beings.
Yeah, there is a skeletal nature to the whole thing. Hannah, how long have you been a visual artist?
I guess I started taking it seriously in probably 6th or 7th grade.
Really?
There was an art teacher. My school was combined with the high school. Like, I went to classes with some of the high schoolers, and
sure.
So the high school art teacher took a shine to me and kind of.
Are you from Chicago? Is this a high school in Chicago?
No, I'm from Portland, Oregon. It was a hippie school over there.
Nothing wrong with
and,
that.
Oh no, not at all. It was just very free form, and I was able to do a lot of things that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. And
sure.
I'm very grateful for that teacher.
What brought you to Chicago, and when?
I came here in 2008 to go to the School of the Art Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how was that for you?
Oh.
Well, no, I've heard varying opinions. I mean, it could be good. Tony didn't go there, so I know that much. How was it for you? It sounds like you were there for a day or something. Go ahead.
It was a long time. I was there for a long time, and it was really grueling. Mm-hmm. I have very mixed feelings about it.
Sure.
I think the education was fantastic, and mm-hmm. I think it took me to a level of technique and how I approach art making or approach a piece in a gallery very differently. On the other hand, I think it has given me such a crippling sense of self-criticism that keeps me from doing anything.
I hear that happens there. Had you shown anywhere before? Is this your first gallery exhibit at the Dime?
It's my first solo show. I've had a piece in Happy Gallery or a piece. No, that's it. I've had a piece in Happy Gallery. And,
Are you able to make a living as a visual artist, or do you have what they call a straight job?
I have a straight job.
What would that be?
I'm a substitute teacher.
You're a what?
I'm a substitute teacher for Chicago Public Schools.
Public schools? Good.
Yeah.
What do you think this show's going to do for you? I think there's something, don't you think, and Tony, you've seen this happen a lot. I think it happened with John Sauce, who was there. There is something unbelievably empowering about having your work on a wall in a beyond reputable gallery. There's something incredibly empowering about that. In the same way it is for a writer to see their byline or a writer to see their words between covers. Hannah, do you feel empowered by this show? I mean, the openings at Tony's.
Absolutely.
Really? Why?
I mean, because I never thought that this would happen. You know, it was never in my, it was like a far off dream or something. It wasn't going to be reality to
me.
And
right.
to see it come to fruition and see it on the walls in these beautiful frames, it really stunned me, and Tony can back me up. I was just shocked. I just burst into tears.
What was she like Friday night, Tony?
Yeah, I said something to her Friday night at the end of the evening because I noticed about an hour into the show, Hannah's private. She socialized more Friday night than she probably has in a year, okay? and I said something to her. I said, I noticed that that when you were among your community, which is now in part, my community, and mm-hmm. You didn't have any trouble speaking with people and explaining what you were doing there. And I hope that in that mix, in that... Milieu, I hope you were able to envision yourself in this world because you belong here. This is karma's way of telling you, you are where you absolutely belong right at this moment.
Did you feel that, Hannah? Or will it take some time where you need to go there? You know, you'll show up at the gallery maybe on weekends and watch people come in. It won't be the party atmosphere, but you'll certainly see people come in and stand in front of your work. And that's got to, in some way, change you as an artist, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it showed me, like, watching people kind of discuss certain pieces in front of me, you know, I couldn't hear what they were saying, but, you know, it encourages me to make more.
After the show, and after this weekend, which I'm sure was very crowded at Tony's Gallery, The Dime, do you have an urge now to, has it made you more energetic about your own work? I mean, if you said, God, I'm going to go look at a bunch of new trees today, for instance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, there's another show that I'm going to be in with Tony in April, and I just feel so inspired to make work for that and just, you know, trust that I know what I'm doing, you know,
well,
in a way that I haven't before.
Well, it should. I mean, that's one of the ways in which it empowers you. It gives you, a new confidence. Tony, you've seen this happen with a number of artists. It must be a joy for you. It must be really a joy for you.
Well, particularly when it manifests itself this beautifully, as it did with John Suss and Daphne Walsh and any number of the young artists that we've had and people who had never really had shows before.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I love the most is seeing people realize that they belong there. You know, they're absolutely supposed to be there. You know, what Hannah doesn't know, what I mean, you know, this show was supposed to happen in April. And then I thought, in April, I have a one-man show, and my policy with galleries from now on is if I'm having a one-man show, I bring three or four young artists with me
to
occupy some of the space so that they get a light shined on them.
Yeah.
And the young man I'm having the show with, Luca Colombelli from Pogo's Gallery, he was more than happy to do this, and he bought one of Hannah's pieces the other night.
Oh, how nice.
But so I decided to push Hannah into the deep end right away, and I'm going to ask her to put in a few hours every Sunday and meet her public in a way that she can engage with them.
John
Suss does this.
Sure.
And he does it brilliantly. I mean, he could teach this. Daphne Walsh did this. And, you know, what happens is a symbiotic thing between the artists and their community.
Sure.
And they're able to nourish each other's minds and inform each other and to build a stronger community, you know.
Well, that's what you're doing, my friend. And Hannah,
Brian,
your work is pretty amazing. I'll come up there some Sunday and meet you in person, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Both of you, Tony Fitzpatrick and Hannah Chavez. Thank you.